Hush, debut feature by Mark Tondorai. So the story is, very, very simple story. A young man and a young woman are driving up the M1 en route to the north, and they are going somewhere, but en route, the man is stopping at the service stations to change the posters in the service station, because that's his job. He is the fly poster changer, which I believe is a job that Mark Tondorai has first-hand experience of. During the journey, the man thinks he sees a truck overtaking with a woman in the back of the truck in distress. They then pull into a garage, and his girlfriend, he has a row with her, but then she disappears. And nobody believes him, and he thinks that she has been taken off in the truck. Here's a clip.
She's been taken by someone in a truck, and I think he's parked in here. Look, I'm telling you the truth. Oh, I remember. Yeah. Earlier, I called 999. Yeah, about the same truck. About an hour ago, I saw a woman tied up in the back, and I think the same truck took my girlfriend. Look, please. He's parked in here. All I need you to do is just go out and have a look. That's all. I'm not going anywhere. Please, just look for a truck with a broken tire light.
Goes out looking for a truck with a broken tail light. More bad stuff happens. Now, here's the interesting thing about Hush, is that on one level, it's a very, very nuts and bolts horror movie. It's a, you know, it's a guy sees something, thinks he sees something, not sure whether he's seen something. It's all filmed in this very kind of intimate semi-handle. I think they're using one of those things. Is it called a tilt and swing lens? I think it is. I may be wrong, but it's kind of like the lens that they use in Diving Bell and the Butterfly, when only one particular bit of the frame is in focus at a certain time. And the very sort of naturalistic performances from the two leads. And then what happens is the guy's trying to follow this truck. He's trying to chase this truck. He doesn't know whether there's something in the back of the truck. Sinister stuff starts to happen around him, bad stuff. So on one level, it is basically a nuts and bolts, straightforward, you know, 88-minute B-movie slasher-type thriller thing in which somebody is abducted by a faceless person or a faceless truck. So there are hints of Jewel to some extent. There'll be hints of the Friday the 13th movies, the not seeing the face of the killer, all that kind of stuff. So I don't think it's going to win prizes for originality. What's really interesting is that telling a story that I thought, I mean, there are elements in the story that are original. I haven't seen a film about somebody changing posters in motorway service stations before. But what's interesting is that for a movie that's low budget, stripped down, very unpretentious, very, very sort of straightforward in its kind of linear structure, there's only one sequence in it, one sequence that really doesn't work, which is a sequence involving a couple of security guards in which they kind of do some plot explanation, and it just doesn't work because dramatically it doesn't work. With the exception of that one sequence, I found it actually very tense and rather oddly chilling and exciting and put together with a dexterity and a skill that I really hadn't expected. I mean, it's a very confident exploitation movie. I'm not entirely sure that Mark Tondorai would like to think of it as that, but what he's done is made a real good stripped-down sort of horror thriller. I think he's come into this from outside the genre, so I don't know that that's what he's consciously set out to do, but he has real directorial talent. He has a real directorial style. The performances are naturalistic enough, with the exception of that one scene which doesn't work. And I found myself gripping the edge of my seat and being genuinely quite tense and scared, and at the end of it, being satisfied and thinking, you know what? That's a really good nuts and bolts, well put together, efficient little stripped down horror movie that did exactly what it said on the tin, and I think shows great promise for things to come.